We may get back to you in a couple of months and just see how this thing has all played out and see if all of the heartache and heartburn were warranted or maybe not warranted at all. Thanks so much, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Jonathan Butcher, Senior Policy Analyst at the Heritage Foundation. Stick around. We got a whole bunch to do. We're going to get to some of the audio sound bites. We're also going to get to some of your phone calls. We've given you both sides of this whole thing, this whole deal involving the kids and going back to school and the Clark County School District. When we come back, the governor and our state superintendent of schools essentially calls out Jesus Jara and calls him a liar. Not in those words, but misrepresenting the truth, I think, qualifies as lying. Is that right? This is going on right out in public. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 531, the first thing you notice is there's heavy volumes there at the Spaghetti Bowl, but they're moving along. No restrictions as you work your way to Henderson on the 515 eastward and 95 west up to Summerlin. Some moderate flows there on the 15 north at Sahara, southbound at Spring Mountain. Those lane restrictions continue on the Beltway, eastern at the 215. That's on both sides of the road there. Also, look for overnight road work. It's actually on the ramp as you leave 95 north to go 215 east. That ramp closes tonight in North Las Vegas at 9.
Quicken Loans presents the Sports Flash, driven by Jeep on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
NFL players are reportedly requesting financial backing in case they decide to sit out the season. Players' recent proposals to the league include opt-out clauses for high-risk players and players with at-risk families and a $250,000 stipend for all players if everything shuts down. About 10 MLB umpires have opted out of the season over safety concerns due to coronavirus. No official announcement has come yet. They would join a dozen or so players not participating because of concerns over the virus. Jorge Masvidal says he wants an immediate rematch with UFC welterweight champ Kamaru Usman. Usman defeated Masvidal by unanimous decision in Abu Dhabi early Sunday morning after Masvidal took the fight on short notice. He said he would even pass on a potential bout with Conor McGregor to fight Usman again.
Blue Emu promises no chill, no burn, no odor, just what you need to soothe tired muscles and joints. From the Las Vegas Strip, I'm Trey Westerberg on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. Free timeless hits, free award-winning flicks. Free SVU, free SNL.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night!
Free Below Deck, free Parks and Rec.
Treat yourself.
It's the best of streaming, the best of TV, and best of all, it's free.
All right!
And that's why you can't not watch Peacock. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. These titles plus ET and Do the Right Thing streaming now. Content availability may vary over time.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... And Doug.
Breathe out and repeat after me. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Your bird is eating my candles.
Your bird is eating my candles.
No, seriously, he's making a mess.
No, seriously.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Optimized performance and capability and contemporary looks. This perfectly describes the 2020 Range Rover Velar. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and with 0% interest financing currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, now is the right time to own yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Learn more at Chic and STEM. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour, live and local, brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. This thing that happened last night was absolutely amazing. I don't know if you saw it, but it was nothing short of brilliant. The president was, he was at his best. He made the most of about an 90 minutes, maybe a little more, in the Rose Garden. It was billed as a news conference, and the fake news media, man, just absolutely PO'd big time. In fact, I'll let you hear one of them, Jim Acosta, in just a bit. But I want you, let's go to cut three. As the president opened up and drew a contrast between what life would be like with President Trump and President Biden. And he outlined the Biden, what I can call the open borders proposal. This was the president last night in the Rose Garden.
Sign new immigrants up for welfare immediately. This is Joe Biden. So they walk off and they come in and they put a foot into our land and we sign up new immigrants up for welfare. We sign them up immediately. They get welfare benefits. United States citizens don't get what they're looking to give illegal immigrants. Think of that. Sign up. It's hard to believe I'm even reading that. New immigrants for welfare immediately. Not to mention the cost of this, which is incalculable. The cost of this is so crazy. End requirement for immigrant self-sufficiency and maximize their welfare. Now, this is us writing this. Who's not coming to the United States? Every person from South America is going to pour in. Every person from other countries, they're going to be pouring in. End requirement, think of that, for immigrant self-sufficiency. And remember to maximize welfare. So we're giving a maximum. Then we have massively expand immigration during a global pandemic, taking jobs from unemployed Americans. End all travel bans, including from jihadist regions. So now we have travel bans. A lot of you said I didn't get the travel ban, and you were wrong. We got the travel ban. We lost in the Ninth Circuit. We lost again in the Ninth Circuit. And then we won in the Supreme Court. We have a very strong travel ban. And we don't want people that are going to come in and blow up our cities, do things. And frankly, with the liberal Democrats running the cities that we do have, where they do have problems, maybe they wouldn't mind, but I would mind, and the people of this country mind. So listen to this. End all travel bans. He's talking about the ban that I won. That everybody said I didn't win. They said I didn't win because in the lower court we lost, that we lost in the appellate division, and then we won in the Supreme Court. So they said he lost. And they're right at the lower level. But in the meantime, we won in the Supreme Court. So it's in effect, but they didn't say that. They said he lost, which again is fake news, but that's the way they do it. So end all travel bans, including from jihadist regions. They specify that. Grant mass amnesty. Everybody gets amnesty, mass amnesty. Think of that. And this is create a roadmap to citizenship for massive, massive numbers. And we're not talking about DACA because I'm going to take care of DACA much better than the Democrats did.
That was the president. And it did sound more like a campaign rally than it did. This is Jim Acosta. He is a member of the fake news media. And last night, did you catch this last night? On, where was this? This was on Anderson Cooper. And this is cut one. In fact, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll let you hear from Jim Acosta. He was on with Anderson Cooper, shall we say, underwhelmed by the president's performance. I thought it was great. I thought it was fabulous. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall, broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip on AM 670 KMZQ.
He's tearing off America's politically correct blindfold. America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
What the Market Protection Action Plan does is make sure that we have what we call the core and explore philosophy built in your plan.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on proper risk protection in the midst of COVID-19. Grow your money, build protection, and create lifetime income in retirement with Coach Pete and the team. Call for a no-cost consultation and for the next 10 free of charge Coach Pete's 7 Financial Blind Spots box set. We're helping our neighbors. 888-919-3119, 888-919-3119, or text Coach to 21000, Coach to 21000.
Uh-oh. Embarrassed about your ugly fungal-infected feet? You bet you are. And you have been buying those rotten antifungal products. See, nothing happens. They just sit there and don't work.
Of course they don't. But a new breakthrough discovery is now being marketed as Bye Bye Fungus. And it is the answer to your problems. Bye Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by dermatologists to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus is budget-friendly, painless, has no hideous side effects, and it's as easy to apply as nail polish. But above all else, it's effective. So effective, it's patented. Call 1-800-258-3635 and ask us for Bye Bye Fungus. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say Bye Bye Fungus, hello sandals.
This is the Long-Term Care Minute. With over 291 million annuities in force in the U.S., life insurance companies are alarmed as baby boomers are converting their annuities into annuities with long-term care in record numbers. The U.S. government estimates that 70% of people age 65 will require long-term care during their lifetime, with a total cost of over $138,000. So what should you do to prepare? For some advice, we called on long-term care expert and advisor Scott Lehigh. So, Scott, what should our listeners do?
Well, quite simply, we recommend people get a free copy of my book, Tax-Free Money for Long-Term Care, where they will learn about a little-known law that allows them to convert their existing annuity into tax-free money to pay for long-term care. Give me a call right now. The next 30 listeners will receive a free copy of my book.
To get a free copy of Scott's book, call 888-716-6066. That's 888-716-6066.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Wednesday, this hump day edition. Don't forget, this hour of Live and Local is brought to you by PIBCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Centers of America, treating your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I know, because they fixed the impingement on my left rotator cuff. They literally fixed it in six hour-long, pain-free sessions. It was great. And it hasn't regressed at all. It still feels perfect. Call 702-546-8767. Don't be carrying around all of that chronic pain. You may have been carrying it around for a couple of weeks, a month, maybe a year, maybe a couple of years. Make the call right now and ask all the questions you want. 702-546-8767. Ask for Summer. She will answer all your questions. 702-546-8767. PIBCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Centers of America. I promise I'll let you hear from no less than Jim Acosta. He was fit to be tied. And I love it when the president does it. He's done this a number of times before, where he essentially hoodwinks the fake news media, the White House press corps. But this was Jim Acosta last night on, this was with Anderson Cooper. Jim Acosta last night on CNN.
Is there anyone around the president who, you know, shakes their head when they hear him rambling in the Rose Garden like this?
No, Anderson, we are down to Kool-Aid drinkers and next of kin here at the Trump White House. There are no more adults who will level with the president and tell him he can't deliver a rally-like rant in the Rose Garden as he did earlier this evening. The reason why that event that took place in the Rose Garden was so much like a rally is because of the way he just went into the lies, the myths, and the truth stretching that he does out on the campaign trail. One of the reasons why the rallies aren't covered as much anymore is because the president can't be relied upon to tell the truth at those kinds of events. And what he essentially did in the White House Rose Garden is transform one of the last places in any presidential administration that is supposed to be sort of removed from politics and plunged it head first into a cesspool of just campaign politicking. And, you know, we heard him check all of the boxes that you would hear checked at a rally. He went off on Hunter Biden. He went off on immigration. At one point, he was making these magical claims that the wall was going to be finished by the end of the year, or almost completed by the end of the year. That is not true. And Anderson, as you just illustrated a few moments ago, he continues to lie to the American people about the state of testing and the spikes in coronavirus cases in this country. He continues to lie to the American people that the reason why we're seeing these spikes in cases is because we're doing more testing. Well, then why is it that the former White House Chief of Staff, Mick Mulvaney, who essentially still works for the administration, why did he just put out an op-ed on CNBC yesterday saying that testing remains a very big problem in this country? And so, Anderson, getting to your question, there aren't any adults to rein him in to make sure that he doesn't do what he did in that Rose Garden earlier this evening. And what I think we're left with for the rest of this campaign cycle is the president using the Rose Garden like a rally space. What we saw tonight was a bait and switch. They told us it was going to be a press conference. The White House put out a press release that said he's having a press conference in the Rose Garden. He spoke, he went on that rambling tirade for 53 minutes and then took 10 minutes of questions, one of those questions from what is essentially a propaganda outlet for the president.
And by the way, one of those grown-ups just got demoted, Brad Parscale. Apparently there are reports now that Brad Parscale, the campaign manager for the president, has been demoted. We don't know what that means, and we don't know who he's going to be replaced by. Interesting stuff. And by the way, the president, see, I think what the president's doing is spot on. For instance, let's go to cut five. This was the president last night, and he was criticizing Democrat-run cities and how they're all crime-ridden and violence in the streets, etc. This is cut five. This is the president from last night.
We will be meeting you in a similar vein, but a little different subject next week, and that concerns our cities. And again, people that have lost control of some of our great cities, we're going to straighten things out. Thank you all very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Let's go have a bed.
taking over cities earlier this week. Is that what next week's announcement is about?
You'll be seeing next week. We'll have a conference next week, and we'll tell you in great detail. But it's something that I think at this point the American people want to see. They've been run very poorly, these cities, whether it's Seattle, where we were getting ready to go in and they decided to go in, and that's good. Minneapolis, where we had the National Guard go in, and as soon as they did that, we straightened that mess out. They should have been able to do it locally with their police. Their police are good. They were told not to do anything. Or many other cases. We're doing a great job in Portland. Portland was very rough, and they called us in, and we did a good job, to put it mildly. Many people in jail right now. But we have other cities that are out of control. They're like war zones. And if the city isn't going to straighten it out, if local politicians, all in this case, I don't say this for political reasons, they're all Democrats. They're liberal, left-wing Democrats. And it's almost like they think this is going to be this way forever. We're in Chicago. 68 people were shot and 18 died last week. We're not going to put up with that. We're not going to put up with that. So that's for our next discussion. Thank you all very much. I appreciate it.
There you go. That's the president yesterday in the Rose Garden. And it, good stuff. Good stuff. When we come back, John Kennedy, one of my favorites. He is the senator from Louisiana and was on this morning on Fox News. And he has three things that cities should do to stop the violence in American cities. I love this. He actually has solutions. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
No sports, no Broadway, more radio.
And that's how it should be.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
Fact over fiction.
And if we didn't do what we did, that number of 100 per day would have kept going up. That's why we did what we did. Did it work? You're darn right it worked.
AM 670 KMZQ. It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by our friends at PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Centers of America. Treating your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. Call 702-546-8767. Make your chronic pain go away. That's 702-546-8767, PIPCOA. I want to give the last word tonight to John Kennedy. He has come up with three ways to help quell the violence in our streets, in our American cities, in our Democrat-run cities. This was John Kennedy. And by the way, John Kennedy is one straight shooter. But he was on with Sandra Smith this morning from Fox News Channel. Here it is, cut six.
Well, our mayors obviously aren't doing enough. There are three things they ought to do immediately, in my judgment. Number one, don't defund the police. Number two, I love social workers, but don't send a social worker to do a cop's job. Number three, call Michael Bloomberg and Rudy Giuliani and ask those two former mayors how they got control of the violence in New York City. They will tell you they implemented stop, question, and frisk. They used it as it should be used, in a racially neutral manner. It's perfectly constitutional. Look at the 1968 opinion, Terry v. Ohio, written of all people by Chief Justice Earl Warren, probably the most liberal member we've ever had by the Supreme Court, on the Supreme Court.
The president has said, though, if those mayors of those cities that are seeing a spike in violence don't step in, don't do something to stop this, that he will offer federal assistance. Federal help will be offered to step in. Do you support that? And at what level should the federal government step in to stop the violence?
Well, I haven't talked to the president about it, but my understanding is he has offered many of our mayors federal help, and most, if not all of them, have said no. And we're reaping the consequences right now. I mean, a civilization, to be civilized, has to have rules, and you have to have somebody to enforce those rules, and that's the role of our cops. And so many of these mayors think the cops are guilty until proven innocent.
I love John Kennedy. I really do. I love John Kennedy. He makes so much sense. That's going to do it for today. I can't believe it. Tomorrow is Thursday, and of course, Thursday, anything can happen. It's an anything can happen sort of day. Until we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your night right here on AM 670 KMCQ, where news is next.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital.